Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The cleanup continues today from the relentless late winter storm that's been causing problems in Massachusetts and throughout the Northeast. Joining us is Peter Judge. He's a spokesman for the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, or MEMA. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Deborah.
Where are some of the big trouble spots right now in Massachusetts?
Basically, the eastern part of the state, particularly the northeast part of the state. Anywhere there's a river of sorts that is a tributary of the Merrimack River. Those are the areas that we seem to have spotlighted the largest amount of rain, and therefore we also have a lot of flooding issues right now. And that's our main focus, dealing with the flooding issues.
Mm-hmm. So have these rivers crested yet? Have they reached capacity, or where are we?
No, unfortunately, flooding is a slow process. And although the rain has stopped, we still expect to see some of these rivers continue to swell over the next day or so, and then hopefully within, by sometime on Wednesday, they will have crested. But then again, it's going to probably take another couple of days for actually those rivers to get down below flood level. So it's we're not out of the woods, even though the rain has finally stopped.
Mm-hmm. There were some unbelievable images from this and stories about what's been happening. The Charles River in Waltham was really hard hit. Folks in Quincy were hard hit. I'm wondering, what do you anticipate happening now? Because some of those rivers may not have crested yet. What's going to happen today?
The good thing is where those rivers are actually flooding, the amount of flooding out there is not as widespread and serious as it has been depicted. I know 2006, last time we had a major flooding event like this, it was a little bit more widespread, and I think people's homes and in streets and town centers were, I think, much more impacted than what we see right now.
So despite the stories about fish on the commuter rail platform in Wilmington, 2006 was worse.
As of right now, it is. Looking at the requests that we've had from communities for assistance, it's much less than we saw with that event. I think part of it is the communities did a great job to prepare for this event, so they haven't had to really reach out to the state as much for assistance.
But let's talk about today's commuting, really, because what about the roads and highways? How do they look right now, and what are you preparing for today? And of course, commuter rail as well.
Well, certainly I think they're going to be better than yesterday. I think yesterday
I hope so.
Was somewhat problematic. The major roads, I think, are in pretty good shape, better shape than they were yesterday. And aside from the large puddles and the flooding issues, the rain factor and just the potential hydroplaning and just the amount of water that was on the road made for the commute, very tough for people. Commuter rails, we have a couple of issues, I know, to deal with that are a little bit more long-term, where track beds have been washed out, so therefore they have to be handled once this thing dries up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So those track lines you mentioned were on the Green Line?
Yes, on the Green Line, Riverside Line, and so I think the busing plan is in place to work, or is a workaround right now, but the MBTA hopes to get that resolved pretty quickly and try to get things back to normal.
Mm. And in terms of highways, some off-ramps were closed yesterday. Where are the particular areas of interest right now that you're concerned about, because they tend to be heavy during the commute and there's still a problem with flooding?
Well, a couple of spots off of 128, particularly the exits in the Waltham area. Waltham is a community that has experienced a lot of flooding, a lot of issues, the Charles River there as well, and they're the ones who have that problematic dam that the governor was out observing yesterday.
Now, the governor has declared a state of emergency in Massachusetts. What does that mean?
Really, it only means two things on its face. It means that by law in Massachusetts, the governor has to have that in place to be able to mobilize some assets, such as the National Guard, if he saw necessary, and also do some technical legal maneuvering. And the other thing, it really sort of gives the governor a bully pulpit, if you will, to really let people know, hey, if we have a state of emergency going on now, that this event is is a bad event. This is a serious event. So really, you know, listen to your local officials and follow, you know, the lead that you're given. Nothing automatically kicks in because there is a state of emergency.
All right. Peter, thanks very much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome.
Peter Judge is a spokesman for the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency.